test. Okay, does this work?
Yay.
Higher? Closer. Okay. No, it's okay. Does this work? Yay. Okay. Well, good morning, y'all. My name is Dylan Boyd.
早上好，我的名字是Dylan Boyd.
And I'm really thankful that y'all have let me come here this morning.
我非常感谢你们... All right. Hold on. 非常感谢你们邀请到我，今天邀请我到这里来讲道。
I really am honored to be able to come and preach the end of the book of Nehemiah to y'all.
我今天这里来讲道的是尼希米记最后的几章。
I've heard y'all been going through this book for a long time, so I hope that this is good.
我听说你们已经连续很多个周末都讲那个尼希米记，所以希望今天这个也是很好的见证。
But yes, so I, as was said, work for Grace Bible Church.
我在GBC工作。
And before that, I was a student at Texas A&M.
在那以前，我是在德州农工大学做学生上学。
Now, none of my family went to A&M before I did.
我家里没有人在农工大学上毕业。
So when I showed up, I had no idea what was going on.
所以当我到这学校的时候，我根本不知道会发生什么事情。
But something I realized really early on.
但是在很早的时候我就意识到。
Was that this ring is a very important thing to A&M.
这个戒指是对农工大学学生来说是非常重要的。
And the more that I got acquainted with the culture at A&M,
我越来越多的受到这个农工大学这个文化的影响。
The more I realized that it's important not just because it's gold.
我越来越认识到，不光是这个戒指是金的，金子做的。
But it's important because it unites the people that wear it together as associated with A&M.
这是因为这个通过这个戒指，大家从农工大学毕业的人就能够有一种认同感，他们团结在一起。
And by wearing the saggy ring, I show that I associate myself with the institution and what it stands for.
当我戴上这个戒指的时候，我就跟这个德州农工大学就有了一种联系。
And as I was thinking about the passage of Nehemiah.
当我在思考这个尼希米记的时候，
I realized that God has set up his church to act very similarly to the saggy ring.
我认识到神把这个教会这样安排，做这样的安排，这个是和这个农工大学的这个戒指这个上有很多类似的地方。
That there are certain marks that God has given the church to show that we associate ourselves with him and we align with what he stands for.
神给我们做上这样的印记给教会，就是我们这个教会代表了什么样的东西。
And so these, we'll just call them marks this morning.
我们就把这个叫做印记吧。
That show the world that we are associated with God and what he stands for.
这个印记表示了我们和神有一种关系，以及神代表了什么样的事情。
Those are revealed to us in these last three chapters of Nehemiah.
这些就是在尼希米记最后三章里头所表达的意思。
And it's important for us to study these things as the church.
对我们来说，作为一个教会是非常重要的，我们要学习这些东西。
Okay, thank you. Because if we are a gathered group of the church,
如果我们是在教会里聚集在一起的一群人，
it's important for us to know if we as a group are exhibiting these marks that associate us with God and to the world.
我们要显示出我们这样受了印记的一群人是和神有关系的。
So we'll see as we go through this morning that the three marks that God desires for his people
在今天早上我们会看到有三种不同的印记，神让我们给他的子民做的印记
are the marks of service, worship, and holiness.
这三个印记是服事、敬拜和圣洁。
So I believe I have that on a slide. Yeah. Great.
大家可以在那个屏幕上看到。
Yeah. So as we've gone through the book of Nehemiah,
当我们在这个看这个尼希米记的时候，
we remember that Nehemiah went back to Jerusalem after they were exiled.
我们知道这尼希米是在犹太人被掳以后又回到了耶路撒冷。
To rebuild the wall around Jerusalem.
他们在那里要重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
And they rebuilt the wall in record time.
他们在创纪录的这样很短的时间内重建了城墙。
They faced opposition in rebuilding the wall.
在他们重建城墙的时候，他们遭到了很多反对。
And they returned to the law and have completed the building of the wall.
他们回到了律法，而且完成了重建城墙的工作。
So with that, we pick up in the chapter of Nehemiah, chapter 11.
在这个时候，我们就开始了尼希米记的十一章。
Where Nehemiah is repopulating the city of Jerusalem.
在那里，尼希米在建好城墙以后要重建这个城市。
So if y'all have a Bible or your phone or something to read along, I'm going to read the first three verses of Nehemiah chapter 11.
如果你有圣经的话，可以拿出来，我要在这里读尼希米记十一chapter 11.
Chapter 11.
十一章的前三节。
Yes. Okay.So, chapter 11, verse 1.
第一节。
So the leaders of the people settled in Jerusalem, while the rest of the people cast lots to bring one out of every 10 to settle in Jerusalem.
百姓的首领住在耶路撒冷，其余的百姓掷签，每十人中使一人来住在圣城耶路撒冷，那九人住在别的城邑。
The holy city.While the other nine remained in other cities.
那九人住在，是九人住在别的城邑。
Okay. The people who gave their blessing on all the men who volunteered to settle, or the people gave their blessing on all the men who volunteered to settle in Jerusalem.
凡甘心乐意住在耶路撒冷的百姓都为他们祝福。
And then this is just the first part of verse 3.
下面是第三节的前面一部分。
It says, "These are the provincial leaders of those who settled in Jerusalem."
这里说以色列人、祭司、利未人、尼提利人和所罗门仆人的后人都后裔都住在犹他城邑。
And then all of chapter 11 and half of chapter 12 are names.
然后剩下的就这个十一章和十二章的绝大部分就是很多的名字。
So what does a list of names show us about God?
这些很长的这个一个很多的这种名字，都表示了什么意思？
Well, if we notice that in verse 3, it says these are the provincial leaders who settled in Jerusalem.
在第三节里说，这些是本省的首领。
And the groups of people listed through chapter 11 and 12 are grouped by their service.
在第十二章里头所列的人名里头，这些人是按他们的服事而分成不同的小组。
In verse 3, it's listed as provincial leaders.
在第三节里是他们被列作本省的首领住在耶路撒冷。
In verse 10, they're listed the priests.
在第十章他们是这些祭司 列出来。
In verse 19, it's the gatekeepers.
第十九节是看门的人。
And it goes on and on and on listing these different roles that were being acted in Jerusalem.
这些名字一直被一个个的列出来很长一串，都是根据他们不同的服事列出来分类。
And moving to Jerusalem at the time was not a comfortable thing.
对当时来说，搬到耶路撒冷不是一个很舒服的事情。
Because this city, these people have been in exile.
因为他们在这之前他们被掳了。
And now there's a group of people moving back in to repopulate it.
现在呢，是有一群人搬回来，重新住到这个城市里，耶路撒冷。
So even though the wall is built, there's a lot of work to be done inside the wall.
虽然这个城墙已经建好了，但是还有很多其他的事情需要做，在城墙内部要重建。
And the roles that we see them accomplishing are roles that were listed out in the law of Moses.
他们根据不同的服事要做的这些不同的组是按照摩西律法上所定的。
So we see this long list of names are people that were sacrificially serving the community by moving back.
所以这些一个个被列在这上头的这些人都是牺牲自己，然后要为其他人服事。
So all of these people that are easy for our names to just read over in the page.
所以这些很长的一长串的名字对我们来说很容易就读过去了。
Are written in the Bible because they are significant to God for their service to his people.
但是他们记在这个圣经里头是因为他们的服事，对神的这个服事是非常重要的。
So we see that if we're looking today at our lives in the church,
所以我们如果今天看我们今天在教会里的生活，
that we as God's people today should also be marked by service.
所以我们作为神的子民，我们也应该因我们的服事而受印记。
And this is actually how God designed the church to be set up.
实际上这也是神对这个教会的安排。
So I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, and you don't have to flip there.
我们下面要读以弗所书 chapter
4,
四章十一到十二节。
And this is Paul talking about how Jesus set up the church.
这里是保罗在讲耶稣基督是怎么样把当时的教会安排的。
So it reads, So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Even Jesus said, For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve.
耶稣基督也说，因为人子来，并不是要受人的服事，乃是要服事人。
And many people, I think, today don't actually view the church primarily through a lens of service.
很多人当我们在看教会的时候，没有把这个教会当成一个服事的地方。
It's very common to view church as somewhere you go on Sundays or when your Bible study is to receive.
很多时候我们到教会来，或者到主日学来，是来接受别人的服事。
But Paul talks at length at how God has given every member of his church gifts to use in service.
但是保罗在这里花了很长的篇幅讲，每一个人都有他的恩赐，这样他可以服侍教会或别人。
So as we think about us as the gathered body of the church here in this room,
当我们看我们这样一群在教会里聚集在一起的一个群体。
it's good to ask, what does my service to this community look like right now?
好，我们应该问一个问题，我们这个群体现在看起来是什么样的？
Are there places to serve, like on song team, or with greeting, or food?
有没有什么地方你可以服侍的？比如说，你可以领诗，也可以，做饭食，还有其他一些事情。
Are you gifted in teaching, or do you love praying for other people?
你有没有，这个教导的，天的，恩赐？你也有，会不会很愿意帮助别人？
Or are there even other gifts like organization that can help this place run smoothly and serve its people?
还有其他的一些恩赐，比如说，安排，你是不是可以安排一些事情，让这个教会的所有的事情都运作的，很顺利？
The list can go on and on, but I would encourage you to think about how you can serve in this group.For the world to see God's heart for service. 像
服侍的机会可以列出很多很多，但是我鼓励大家想一想，你有什么地方可以，可以参与到这个侍奉中来。
So as we continue through this passage, let's continue to think about what these marks are for God's people to represent Him to the world.
当我们继续学习这些，这尼希米记的这个圣经里头的这个章节的时候，我们要想到这个神为我们做的印记got lost.
Yeah,
continue.
So we will pick back up in chapter 12, verse 27.
我们回到十二章。第七节。
And I will go ahead and read this out loud.
我会读一下第七节。
It says, At the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought out the Levites from all the places they lived to bring them to Jerusalem to celebrate the dedication joyfully with songs of thanksgiving and songs accompanied by cymbals, harps, and lyres.
Sorry, which?
Verse
27. 27, oh,
yeah, chapter 12, verse 27.
Okay. 第27节，我刚才讲错了。耶路撒冷城墙告成的时候，众民就把各处的利未人招到耶路撒冷，要称谢、歌唱、敲把、鼓瑟、弹琴，欢欢喜喜的行告成之礼。
So as we have thought and read through the book of Nehemiah,
当我们思考并读这个尼希米记的时候，
I like to think of this moment as the climax to the whole story.
我觉得这是尼希米记的这个最高潮的一个地方。
There was a goal at the beginning of the book, and we have gone through the story, and we finally reached this moment.
在这个尼希米记一开始的时候有一个目标，我们走了这么远，现在达到了终于达到了这一点，这是个全书的高潮部分。
It's kind of like in college, thinking back to A&M, when you enroll and go through your college career and then graduate.
就像上大学的时候，你进了农工大学，然后你学了很多课，最后你要毕业了。
The people of God in this moment are saying thank you to God for helping them build this wall.
神的子民这时候感谢神让他们重建这个城墙。
And this back half of Nehemiah 12,
这个尼希米记第十二章的后半部分
is a detailed description of how they dedicated the wall to the Lord.
讲的是他们怎么样把这个城墙奉献给神。
Verses 31 through 42 show how it is thoughtful and organized.
31到34是它是怎么样组织的。
But verse 43 also shows how it is emotional and communal worship.
第四十二节讲的是它是一个是一个 群体的这个敬拜。
So I will read verse 43.
我会读第四十三节。
It says, And on that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had given them great joy. The women and the children also rejoiced, and the rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard from far away.
那日众人献大祭而欢乐，因为神使他们大大欢乐，连妇女带儿童也都欢乐，甚至耶路撒冷中的欢声听到远处。
And what I love about this verse is how it shows the heart of worship being marked by joy.
我最喜欢这一节经文的是因为他们的心也被做了印记，因为他们很欢乐。
And how God's people are dedicating their work to the Lord through worship.
他们通过敬拜神把自己奉献给神。
Because this task of building a wall doesn't look from the outside like a very religious task.
建城墙这个事情，看起来好像不是一个非常在宗教上很重要的一个事情。
It's just kind of a regular team building exercise, kind of.
就像大家一起建立团队的一个练习一样。
And yet on conclusion of building the wall, they worshipped God.
但是当他们城墙建好以后，他们敬拜神。
Because God's people are to be marked by worship.
因为神的子民是因为敬拜而受印记。
Paul talks about this in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 17.
保罗在哥罗西书哥罗西书第三章十七节
3:17
第三章十七节里讲
He says Whatever you do Whether in word or deed Do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Giving thanks to God the Father through him
无论做什么或说话或行事都要奉主耶稣的名借着他感谢父神
And if we look at verse 43 again, their worship could be heard from far away.
当我们再看第43节12章第43节的时候，我们可以看到他们的敬拜从远处都能听到。
So not only were they thanking God personally,
所以不管他们是个人在感谢神,
but the way they went about their worship showed other people who God was.
但是他们用这样的方式来敬拜神，可以让别的人也看到他们是怎么样敬拜神的。
So if God's people are supposed to be marked by worship,
如果神的子民是因为敬拜而受到印记。
I think it's important for us to ask, what does our worship and our work look like today?
我们应该问问自己，我们今天的敬拜是什么样子的？
Is it joyful or is it reserved?
是不是很欢乐，还是比较平淡？
Is it loud so that other people can hear about God, or is it quiet?
是不是很大声音，别人也都能看到我们在听到我们在敬拜神，还是很小声音，别人都不知道。
And I think I was even led to ask myself.
我甚至问自己
，Is that when people hear my worship, what are they hearing me worship?
当别人听到我敬拜神的时候，他们听到的是什么样的敬拜
？Do the people around God's people hear us worshiping God？
他们听到是我们在敬拜神
，or is it achievement？
还是我们在讲我们的成就
，or success？
成功
，or money？
或者钱财
，or comfort？
或者是不是很舒适
？So I think it's important for us to ask, what are we worshiping?
我觉得这非常重要，我们要问问自己，我们是在怎么样敬拜。
And how can we either increase our worship of God?
我们怎么样才可以增加我们对神的敬拜？
Or pivot from worshiping these other idols to worshiping God?
或者从敬拜其他的偶像转到敬拜神。
Then we move into chapter 13 to conclude the book.
下面我们将进到第十三章，也就是尼希米记的最后。
And we see that God's people are supposed to be marked by holiness.
这里我们看到神的子民应该是因他们的圣洁而受印记。
So we hit this climax moment in chapter 12.
所以我们在第十二章的时候，尼希米记十二章的时候达到了一个高潮。
And what you would expect as a natural reader of this book.
当你这个读很自然的，当你读尼希米记的时候，你会希望
is for the falling action to be nice and smooth and happy.
下面的一切都非常顺利和很欢乐。
But it's not.
但是事实上不是这样。
Nehemiah leaves to go back to his service of King Artaxerxes.
尼希米离开了，回到国王那里。
And then he returns to find all of the people in Jerusalem not abiding by the law.
他只离开了一段时间，当他回到耶路撒冷的时候，发现很多人又不遵守神的律法。
They spent all this time trying to rededicate their life to the law of Moses.
他们花了很多时间想把他们的生命按照摩西的律法献给神。
And then he comes back to find all of that work undone.
但是当他短时间走了回来以后，又发现所有的这些东西都又回到了原来的不好的状态。
It's kind of like when you're watching your kid and they're behaving while you're in the room.
就好像你看你的小孩，看他们在自己的房间里是不是有很好的表现。
And then the moment you leave, they start doing what they're not supposed to do.
当你在的时候，他们可能很好，但是你一走，他们又开始闹起来。
Because we've seen this struggle with holiness in the people of Israel throughout the whole Bible.
在圣经的从头到尾，我们都可以看到这个以色列人因为圣洁而很挣扎。
Back in the book of Judges, they just kept doing what was right in their own eyes.
在士师记里，他们就应该是做神眼里看为正的事情，正义的事情。
And through the books of Kings, we see that there were some good kings, but a lot of really bad kings.
在列王记里，我们也看到有一些好的国王，但是也有很多很坏的。
And we see even in chapter 13 of Nehemiah that it is people's natural leaning to walk away from what God wants.
在尼希米记十三章里，我们也可以看到，人们有一种很自然的倾向，想离开神。
And this leaning to walk away from what God wants is destructive.
这种倾向就是要离开神让我们想走的路，这是非常灾难性的。
Because God is a good God who wants good things for his people.
因为神是一个很好的神，他要我们他要他的子民都得到很好的结果。
And because he cares about them, he gives rules to help them experience fullness of life.
因为他很在意我们，所以他给我们很多的律法，让我们的生命能够得完全。
And even things as simple as the Sabbath, taking one day a week to rest.
即使是很简单的事情，像安息日，就是在一周里头休息一天。
It is an act of worship, but it's also just nice to stop working once a week.
这一天是用来敬拜，但是其实也是在工作了六天以后休息一天也是很好的事情。
And so this leaving the law is being destructive towards the community that they're in and that they're serving.
所以当人们离开这个律法的时候，会对他们造成一些这个很不好的结果。
And so Nehemiah, he fights for holiness in a hostile atmosphere.
所以尼希米在这个很敌对的环境下，他因为圣洁而战斗。
And he institutes reform in three primary ways.
他用下面三个主要的方向来。
He removes things that are leading them astray.
他把一些引导他们走错方向的东西移除。
He restricts the people of Jerusalem from outside influence.
他也让耶路撒冷的人不要受外面的人、外邦人的影响。
And he establishes rhythms of drawing near to God through his word and prayer.
他也奠定了一些这个做事情的节奏，让人们可以更亲近神。
And so we see from this last chapter in the book of Nehemiah,
我们可以从这个尼希米记的最后一章里看到。
An example of what is talked about in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6.
看到一个例子，就是他在以赛亚书第六章里讲到的。
So I will read Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6.
53章第六节。
It says, "We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way." And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
So we as people are naturally unholy.
我们大家很自然的都不是圣洁的。
And God is perfectly holy.
神是完全圣洁的。
And God's solution.For helping us be in relationship with Him,
神为了让我们跟他有一个关系，他的解决方法是
，and to make unholy people into holy people,
让不圣洁的人变成圣洁的人
，was to send Jesus to live a perfectly holy life.
他的这个具体的方法就是把耶稣基督送到。我们人是他过着一个完全圣洁的生活。
A life that brought honor to his name and honor to his father.
他这样的圣洁的生命是荣耀自己和他的父神。
And after that perfect life, he died a shameful death.
在这样一个完美的生活以后，他在十字架上为我们牺牲。
But when he rose again, he gives an invitation to freely give his honor to people who believe in him.
当他复活以后，他为向我们发出邀请，每个人可以接受他，来荣耀他的名。
So by simply believing in who Jesus is,
我们只要简单的接受耶稣基督是什么人，
we who are naturally unholy are able to be called holy.
我们这样就可以从不是圣洁，很自然的这个不是圣洁的一些人变成圣洁的人。
And so Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 talks about how those in Christ are holy.
以弗所书一章四节里讲到，神的子民是怎么样的，是怎么样，可以怎么样的，圣洁。
So I will read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
我会读以弗所书一章四节。
It says, For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
And even though once you've accepted Jesus, God calls you holy.
当你接受主耶稣基督做救主的时候，神把你称为圣洁。
He also calls us to live holy.
他同时也呼召我们过一个圣洁的生活。
Because a holy life is like this ring.
因为圣洁的生活就像这个戒指。
It shows who God is to the world.
这个可以让向世人表示神是谁。
So what does it look like for us to live holy lives?
我们怎么样才可以过一个圣洁的生活呢？
I encourage us to look at how Nehemiah did it and do it in our own lives.
我鼓励大家看看尼希米是怎么样做的，然后我们自己也照他这样子过圣洁的生活。
By removing things that are tempting to us.
首先要把一些有诱惑的不好的东西从我们生活中移去。
By restricting us from places that we go or things that we do that would lead us to unholiness.
有一些东西可能会让我们变成不圣洁，一些事情或者一些地方我们去的可能会让我们变得不圣洁，我们要把自己限制，给自己加一个限制，不要去这些地方或做这些事情。
And by establishing rhythms of drawing near to God.
我们也要有一个节奏可以让我们离神更亲近。
Because if God is perfectly holy,
如果神是完美的，圣洁的，完全圣洁的。
And we draw near to him,
然后我们亲近他的话。
He is kind and lets his holiness change our lives.
他就会让他的圣洁改变我们的生命。
So to conclude, I just want to ask us those questions again.
我想问一下这些，问大家下面这些问题，在结束以前。
If the mark of God's people is service, worship, and holiness,
如果神的子民所受到的印记是侍奉敬拜和圣洁。
Are we wearing those things like this ring in our lives?
我们就像戴这个戒指一样，我们有没有在我们的生命里有这样的印记？
I would encourage us to apply these things and just pick one area that we can focus on this week.
我鼓励大家从这几个里头至少挑选一个，然后应用到我们下一周这个生活里头。
So I'll ask three questions that only you can answer, but in context of your community.
有三个这样，有三个方面。那对你自己来说，对你这个群体，你要问一个具体的问题。
What has God given you that you can use to serve the good of the community?
神给了你什么样的恩赐，可以让你服侍这个群体。
How can you worship God in your work?
你在你的工作里怎么样可以敬拜神？
And what practices should your community engage in to pursue holiness?
为了追求圣洁，我们可以应该怎么样在我们的社区里头社区里头行事。
So I'll go ahead and pray really quickly, and then we can transition to the next thing.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Do you want to do a translate?God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for your word and how it guides us to show us your goodness and how you delight in walking with us so that the world may see how good you are. God, would you lead us in one practical step today to walk with you better in service, in worship, and in holiness. And may many people come to see how good and awesome you are because of it. We love you so much, and in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.